Time magazine called her the most famous softball player in history. Two-time Olympic softball pitcher, gold medalist, speaker, runner, mom, activist. I am excited to welcome to my show softball superstar Jenny Finch.
Good morning.
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm so happy to have you here. So you're joining us to talk about Project Zero, a campaign with Breast Cancer Research Foundation. Tell us about this and why it was so important for you.
Well, one in eight women will be diagnosed with breast cancer, and to me that statistic is shocking, but yet we all know somebody and are affected by and impacted by breast cancer. And so I couldn't think of a better way to team up with Mizuno and Fleet Feet Sports and give back a proceed of every BCRF WaveKnit R2 running shoe, and that goes back to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. We're trying to get that 1 in 8 number to 0 in 8, and that's where Project Zero comes in.
Isn't it amazing? Amazing. Project Zero and Finding a Cure highlights incredible personal stories for women who have been and are currently battling this disease. And this is such an important message for everybody, because if we can find a cure, we can stop this. So you talking about this, and I know it's also very close to you because you've been affected by this.
Yes, it was actually the first time that I had to deal with death, and she was like an aunt to us. She babysat me growing up, and we lost her to breast cancer when I was 9 years old, and I just remember being devastated and crushed and still to this day, and I'm so thankful and hopeful to see how far we've come and the work of the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. We have 275 scientists they're working with, and across 15 countries, 6 continents, to try to fight this disease. And I also want to advocate and encourage women, men, to get out there and just take care of their bodies. We can't take care of other people, and I know as a working mom, you know, we're the kind of the last person that we think about. But in reality, we need to keep ourselves and our health a priority so that we can, you know, still do that mom role and play and wear out all the different hats that we do as working moms.
That's right. And we all know how important it is to get those yearly mammograms and to follow up. And you're right what you say. Us as moms are always giving, giving, giving. We need to give that to ourselves. If you just, you know, I'm talking to superstar Jenny Finch. She's teaming up with Project Zero for breast cancer awareness, and it's a campaign with the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, and this is so important. Where can we go get more information about all this, Jenny?
Well, you can go to MizunoUSA.com/Project Zero and also through social media, #Project Zero, to find more stories of inspiration and support that will be shared all throughout the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is October. And then also to purchase a pair of the running shoes, they will be at MizunoUSA.com or FleetFeet.com, or you can go into your local Fleet Feet store to purchase your pair and give back to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation.
Thank you for doing this. It's so important for us to just keep spreading this word and keep reminding us how important it is for those mammograms and to team up and to raise money so we can bring that number way down eventually to nothing. So we have to talk about your career for a little bit. I didn't realize that you started playing actually when you were first signed up when you were 5 years old, that your mom was a huge Dodger fan, and that you had your first T-ball league when you were like 9 or something like that.
I started playing travel ball at 9, and so that was kind of the first time for me, and I was like, okay, this softball thing could take me somewhere, but, you know, it's getting kind of serious, we're competing on a national level, and that's kind of when our lives switched to the crazy softball world, and the intensity went up quite a bit.
My 10 and under year was kind of the year where it hit me. We ended up going to the national championship tournament, and we ended up getting second place, and so that was kind of the reality of, wow, you know, I'm pretty good.
But I wouldn't change it for anything. So many life lessons and opportunities and just memories that I'll cherish forever with my family and teammates, you know, game sisters that I never had. And, you know, I feel like those life lessons stay with you forever, and I'm so grateful for that.
Even joining as a young one, as a young kid, to learn to participate with a team and team sports, so important. And I'm sure you took that with you throughout everything.
Absolutely. I mean, just from discipline to leadership to seeing hard work, you know, prevail. And then I think, too, just dealing with failure and how to overcome adversity is such a great thing for young kids to learn to adapt and, you know, how to, you know, discover how tough they truly are. So Yes, I think I love traveling around the country and just hearing, you know, adults talk about their childhood days of playing, and their whole face lights up, and that's what we hope. And I think this world will be a whole lot better place if we can keep our kids active and out on a sporting field somewhere, and just, you know, finding their passion, whatever it is, and going for it.
The one talent I would say that I see in young girls that I know they'll be successful is probably just their attitude, their work ethic. Hustle is huge. You can't teach hustle. You can't teach passion. And if they have that passion for the game and that passion to learn, that's irreplaceable. And it's so much fun being out there on the field with someone that really, truly wants to be there and wants to get better.
And how about your boys? Do they play sports?
They do. Football, basketball, and then they play baseball year-round, so we're kind of living the travel ball circuit through them.
Isn't that so fun?
That much more being on the other side.
So fun. I bet it is so fun. So what would you tell the little ones out there that are reaching, that want to be pro athletes one day, that want to play softball or baseball or football, and they have this dream? What would you tell them?
You never know where you're going to end up. A lot of hard work, perseverance. It's not going to be easy, but I think, you know, especially in this day and age, just go for it. Dream big, work hard, and have fun. You got to have fun, or else you'll never be able to make it through those tough times. But just, you know, ride the ups and downs, and just be a gamer. Keep competing every single day, and be the best you. That may not be a win, but if it's, you know, you doing your best and being your best, then ultimately that is a win.
No matter what you're doing, you know, life's too short not to give it your all. The sky is truly the limit, and you never know where you're going to end up, and my life is a true testament of that. You know, being a young girl, I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, and then as I got older, it's like, wait a minute, how's this going to work out? And sure enough, after college, I got the job co-hosting This Week in Baseball, and I found myself at Dodger Stadium with the Dodgers uniform on, pitching to a major leaguer, and I was like, how in the world did this happen? So I would say, you know, have dreams, believe in yourself, and go for it, but it's so important to have that belief within you, because that's where it starts, and if you have those limits, you know, that belief fades away. So I think just stay strong, and I think the small steps and the journey that allow you to get there. Yeah, the Olympic gold medal was amazing, but it's that lifelong dream and journey of getting there to achieve that moment is what's truly special.
And there's something about, you know, when you fall down, how you get back up. That's a big lesson to learn as well.
Absolutely, yes. You know, not looking so much at your past, but it's the future. It's not yesterday. It's not the last at bat. It's the next at bat. And we all have an opportunity to change that. And so keep going. Keep pushing forward.
If you could pick one memory, what would it be? I know that's a tough question.
Ultimately winning gold in 2004. There was no greater honor than being able to compete for our country and, you know, having the opportunity to be a part of the Olympic Games, and that team was just magical. We plummeted through our opponents, and I'll never forget being in Athens, Greece, getting that gold medal around my neck.
That is amazing. If you just tuned in, Time Magazine once called her the most famous softball player in the history. That's a lot, right? That's a lot. That's amazing. Jenny Finch, she's teaming up with Project Zero. We'll put all the stuff on social media. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so it's really important. Thank you for sharing this with us today.
Thank you so much.